What happens when your computer goes kaput?
What? Oh, come on! Not now!
You could buy a new one.
Yeah, but have you seen my bank account lately?
Maybe have a friend try to fix it.
Oops. Sorry about that.
Or you could call the local experts. Computer Clinic. At Computer Clinic, they can bring a dead computer back to life. PC, Mac, whatever. At the lowest prices in the region. Stop procrastinating and call Computer Clinic now at 423-TECH. That's 314-423-8324. Computer Clinic can take care of any computer need you might have, including smartphone, iPhone, and iPad repair. If you own a business, then call Computer Clinic. And if you're on the internet, and who isn't, Computer Clinic can install programs or remove adware and viruses remotely. They even sell Android boxes, M boxes, and OT boxes. From network setup to data recovery, if it involves a computer, then Computer Clinic can do it. And they'll do it for a lot less than anyone in town. Call Computer Clinic now. 423-TECH. 314-423-8324.
Looking for great food and a great family market? Look no further than Cottoville. Menino's Market in Cottoville. Every single day, oven-ready meals, rotisserie chicken, beef spadini, Cajun pork tenderloin. Don't forget about the Illinois apples arriving every single day fresh, not to mention all the fresh produce. And it's football season. 4 chicken kebabs, 8 brats, and a bag of chuck patties for $35. Menino's Market in Cottoville. And for catering, Menino's.com.
I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. We're the brothers behind Firehouse Subs.
When we set out to create a barbecue sub, we wanted to do it right.
Texas style.
Our USDA Choice brisket is pit smoked over hickory for 16 hours in one of the best smokehouses in Texas. We top it with melty cheddar and barbecue sauce.
Award-winning Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce.
Come in and try the smokehouse beef and cheddar brisket.
Firehouse Subs. Excuse me, I'm eating.
That's real nice. Founded by firemen.
Don't settle for watching football at home. Buffalo Wild Wings has wall-to-wall TVs, countless taps, and the ultimate football watching food. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Vineyard's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on the air.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
women breastfeeling in public.
Oh, oh boy, I love that.
We're about to
That's hot.
Vineyard's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the November 3rd edition. Here we are, the third day of November, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It's the 3rd of June.
Oh, that's right. We're brought to you by Precision Coatings. Now, we still have a couple of days for some outside painting, but this would be the time you need to do one of two things. Start thinking about having interior rooms painted in your house by professionals, because let me tell you something, what a mess if you do it yourself, or getting an estimate to have painting done in the spring, which I'm going to do with the back of my house. We'll talk about Precision Coatings after this.
Hey!
Well, I see the same guy is running the control board who's been running it for about, 17 years or so. Mm-hmm. But he won't be running it Thursday. I'm going to go ahead and tell you now, this is a disclaimer. Any mess-ups, screw-ups, weird sounds, mishits you hear Thursday will be the fault of Josh Gilbert.
That's right.
He'll be running the board Thursday. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you now. Let's be prepared. But for now, today, tomorrow, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE.
M-O-U-S-E.
And if you are not hearing from your current advisor, you really need to talk to Mark and Jason, because they talk to all of their clients every quarter. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in that. Dan, you got over your cold pretty fast.
Yeah, but I still have a little congestion going on, and I have like a cough every once in a while. It's like,
I'm sorry to hear that.
When you start laughing, it's like you start laughing and then you.
Well, you're on the right show. You won't have to worry about that.
No, I know.
Maybe you need to go over to the old folks station for a week or two, and you can really get well.
Yeah,
they never laugh over there. But I see you're in the house with your trouser mouse.
Yep.
Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez. is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy just locked up a deal, got an estimate, says, done, let's do it with the Precision Coating folks. He's going to have every room in his house painted, each one the color of a different... What is it you said?
Cheese.
Cheese. Like a Swiss cheese color, and then kind of a mozzarella, which is more of a white. You get the idea? And then like a real heavy... certain cheeses, they do have different colors. They're going to have an interesting house. And every room will be the... It's called this particular... What kind of room you call it?
Cheese.
This like the Swiss cheese room, the mozzarella cheese room. I think that's going to be worth looking. I can't wait to see. They'll do a great job. And he's already met with them. He laid out a bunch of cheeses for them, and those guys will match the colors perfectly. You hear that polka music?
Mm-hmm.
You know who that is? The same orchestra. Well, actually, one of them who provided that wonderful piano music earlier today. That was Bruce Limpurst. And here he is with the all-boy orchestra. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bruce.
And I've been getting emails already about, we mentioned my wife is having surgery.
I didn't mention that.
I think
we never said surgery.
Well,
I said you had a family issue.
Oh.
That's all
well, the
I said.
Well, people have been asking what.
Because I didn't know if you wanted that out.
Yeah, no, it's all right. It's, let's just say the husband stitch didn't quite work after the birth of
See, I would never
Archie,
done that.
So she's
I would
going
never
in
done that. I would
tighten
never.
Up.
I would never. Ever.
Oh my goodness!
I would never. That's how divorce happens, right there. That kind of. She hears that, or a friend hears it. It gets back to her, and she goes, "That's it. I want to
divorce." Well, I mean, you have to keep a marriage happy.
Yeah. I am not an animal.
So she's having a little surgery Thursday.
She is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So and then why are you off work? I don't get it. This doesn't add up.
Well.
What does that mean? What time's the surgery?
Exactly. That's why I tried telling
her.
Isn't the
surgery usually? That's early in the morning, usually.
I tried telling her, I'm not the one having surgery here. Why do I have to take
good point.
But she
and even if you need to be there, what time, again, the question, what time is the surgery?
I think it's mid-afternoon.
That's unusual. Usually they're like, be here at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I put a stop.
And let me ask: are you the surgeon? What are you? What are you going to be able to?
Do? Exactly. I don't know. I don't know.
She can't, you're a nurse practitioner. I don't think so.
After she's finished, what are her legs broken? She can't drive herself home. Or
good one, Dan.
Take care of the. Take care of Archie.
I tell you.
Doesn't she know you have a living to make?
Exactly. I know.
Fine, Angela. I'll be here with you, but don't expect any food on the table that night. That's your call, I guess. If you want to put that before work, that's your business.
She's kept going on and on. Somebody's got to watch the baby. I don't know. I'm having surgery.
He's old enough now. He can take care. Was he 10 months? He can
exactly.
take care of himself.
Oh, I can bring him here to work.
Hey, American babies are spoiled. When a colt, a horse is born, they fall out, they get up on their legs, wobble around, and start walking.
Mm-hmm.
Get on with it. You know,
Archie can cook now, can't he?
He's so demanding.
Yeah, I know. They're that way. Boy, Precision Coating. You know what you ought to do?
What?
Have the Precision Coatings people go in while she's in Thursday and repaint. Your bedroom.
I'm telling you, I'm onto
something here. But you know what'll happen? Knowing wives, I don't like that color. You know,
if she wasn't involved. Exactly.
She didn't. It wasn't in on the color
she
selection.
Wasn't in the process.
I can't believe you painted this color. You can't please them.
No,
you can't please them. Maybe set up a meeting with her and the Precision Coatings and say, "Happy whatever birthday out of whatever's coming up next." Pick any room in the house, and we'll completely have it completely repainted. There's something to think about. That'll get you some for a while.
Yeah.
Precision Coatings, that's who you want to do it. Now, look, if you try to paint the outside of your house and you do something wrong, here's the worst that'll happen. You fall off a ladder and you break your neck in a wheelchair the rest of your life. Or you spill a little paint, but it goes on the grass. You try to paint inside your house and you mess it up, it's a disaster. You got paint places you didn't want paint, hoping you can get it off before, oh, my goodness, I can't get this paint up. It's in the carpet. Oh, I can't look at the where this wall meets the ceiling. The line's not straight. It's crooked. Some of it's slopped over. Don't do it. Unless you're a professional painter, don't do it. Now, the good news for you. Precision Coatings doesn't have the work in the cooler months they have in the summer months, because for whatever reason, there's more outside painting than inside. We're going to change that. We're going to change that. I want you to call Precision Coatings and say, hey, I'd like to change a room or two. Look, the holidays are coming up. That mother-in-law comes over. You know how critical she is. Not much to criticize when you've repainted her room that she's going to stay in. Find out mother-in-law's favorite color and paint the room that color. That'll get you points. Precision Coatings. They are professional painters. They know what they're doing. Their number is 636-244-5243. They do color consulting, free estimates, residential, commercial, and we are getting into the interior painting time of year. So make that house a completely different place. That's what a good coat of paint by a pro will do. Precision Coatings. If you can't remember that number, and I know you can't, go to frankopinion.com. Click on sponsors. You enter, you hit sponsors, and boom, you'll see it there. They're alphabetically listed. Precision Coatings. Click on it to take you right to their site. They have a beautiful website. Precision Coatings. Got a... Oh, shoot, that's right. Almost forgot him. In fact, I would have forgotten him if I hadn't heard that music. From downtown... Now, his feelings will be hurt. From downtown St. Louis is the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Their app is STL Taxi. It is a great app. It is so easy to use and a great way to get yourself a Laclede Cab, and that's the only cab you want, is Laclede. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah. Yeah.
William.
How are you, Bill?
Man, no respect on this show, I tell you.
Bill, do you not understand yet? Do you not understand yet the psychology of how I do what I do? A lot of things I do are deliberate. They're deliberate just to get your reaction. I didn't forget about you. I pretended to forget about you.
And to highlight.
And to highlight. Yeah. Thank you, Dan. Yeah. To showcase and highlight and spotlight your segment.
Yeah.
It calls more attention.
Well, I didn't look at it quite that way.
Well, you should.
He does that a lot to me, too.
Oh, yeah. I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to be highlighted then. Okay. I look at this differently. Right. Well, more of Hillary Clinton's emails were released on Friday, and they revealed that she corresponded with Lady Gaga.
Well, I hope so.
And apparently, this was when, as Secretary of State, Hillary was called in to negotiate a peace treaty between Lady Gaga and Madonna. Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that. That was a big deal.
Official business. And for men using dating websites, research shows that women respond more to guys that use the word whom.
What?
Whom.
Whom?
Yes.
Whom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whom. Yeah. Frankly, I don't know whom these men are or whom they're trying to impress, but that's the story.
See, he included it in the story. Yeah.
Thanks, Frank. And a recent British medical journal says what I guess most people probably know already. Rock stars die sooner than the general population.
That's true. Look at the Rolling Stone. Oh, wait.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Did you just ruin his joke?
You kind of just stepped all over one. Is this more of that highlighting stuff you
were
talking about?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Let's go ahead. Hang on.
PN, edit out what I just said.
This will
work perfectly. We'll edit this, and we'll pick it up with Bill. Take it now, Bill. Go
ahead.
Even though some, like Keith Richards, keep performing long after they're dead.
No, see? It works.
And finally, this afternoon. I was kind of sad. The birth rate in America is at an all-time low.
Not
very good. Yeah, in fact, it's gotten so low that the Maury Povich show is going to have to cut back to half an hour.
Oh, boy.
That guy. Are they still married to Connie Chung, Maury Povich?
As far as I know.
I think so.
Boy, you talk about an odd pairing.
And where is she? I haven't seen her on TV in a decade, probably.
No, not at least 10 years.
Bill Cleveland, she's not getting highlighted like I am.
No.
That's the problem.
No.
The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Okay. See you.
There he goes, Bill Cleveland. You can see his great travel work at BillOnTheRoad.com.
Oh, I'm Connie Chung, I just remember, is she went over to Hungary, and she's in a rock group, the Chung Hungarians.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. Johnny will like it.
The Chung Hungarians.
Johnny will get it. Got a terrific email that came in during this show. I love this. From a, we have a 13-year-old listener. Her name is Sarah. She says, hello, my name is Sarah. My dad and I listen to you when you come on the air after I get home from school and he gets home from work. I might be your youngest listener. I'm not sure. I'm 13 years old. Even though I'm young, I appreciate all the things you do. Just coming on the air every day can boost me and my dad's moods. We look forward to this time of day all day long. Thank you again for all you do and the laughter you spread. How about Sarah?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Thank you, Sarah.
That's awesome.
Sarah with no H. S-A-R-A. I love Sarah. And Sarah, I don't know. I don't think you are the youngest. We've had 9-year-olds and 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds, but right now, today, you're my favorite listener.
Yeah.
Thank a cop. I don't do that every day. I'm going to try to remember to do it as often as I can. Just thank a cop. They're burying one today. They actually buried him already in Albuquerque. A guy, my goodness, what a sad story. Army Ranger, became a cop, and just, by all accounts, a terrific guy. Stops a loser on a motorcycle with stolen plates, and the guy shoots him, and he dies in the hospital, the cop. So they're burying him today. Thank a cop. It's a tough job. There's a woman who's having a birthday today, and she is... Somebody mentioned... Colin mentioned Sharon Stone earlier, and some women just age well. And even though they were hot, and you think, well, probably not so hot at this age. No, they stay hot. And this is a perfect example. Roseanne Barr is 63 today, still hot.
Oh,
still,
man.
Still smoking hot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dennis Miller. Now, this will make you feel old if you've watched Saturday Night Live over the years. Dennis Miller is 62 years old today.
Wow.
How can that be? And I'm going to throw out a name of another birthday that's going to throw a peon for a loop. He's not even know who we're talking about. And I don't know why it's even a story, because I think she had two hits. Lulu. Remember that, Dad? Remember Lulu?
Lulu to Sir with Love?
All right, and now my Lulu impression. Those schoolgirl days, abiding nails and telling tales are gone.
What was her other hit?
That
was
Sir with Love.
Yeah.
And she had one other one, and I don't remember what it was. Lulu is 67, and as Bill would say, who cares?
Yeah.
Okay, what else do we... Oh, we have, I think, one room left. Thank you to the people who jumped on board. I believe we have a room. Jamaica. Bermuda, I want to take you. That is January 16th. We leave. It's a Saturday. We come back the following Saturday. I'm going to give you all the details there at there on facebook.com/AMandThePM. Come with us. And you will not be sorry.
And you know what's going to happen?
Leave the stinking cold weather in January and come with us.
In a couple of weeks, people are going to go,
oh no,
I wanted
to go.
Will go.
And yes, in two, three weeks, I tried to get, I can't believe it. I didn't know the old rooms were gone. I tried to get in. Just grab this room. Let's be done with it. What else is going on? I saw where Lil Wayne is coming to the Chaffetz Arena. I won't be there. And You call this age, call it whatever you want. I call it just the fact that I can't be the only person who observes in this life that we have decided to just accept vulgarity and despicable lyrics and I don't know. It's just not a world I recognize. I'll give you an example. So I saw Lil Wayne is coming. I thought, I don't know anything about this guy. But I saw his picture. He looks like an escaped convict or something. And I thought, I'll just go get his number one hit. It's called Drop the World. And I thought I would share with you. And maybe I thought if I read these lyrics, I'll realize I'm wrong. This is good work. This is good songwriting. Here we go. Drop the World. I got ice in my veins, blood in my eyes, hate in my heart. love in my mind. I see nights full of pain, days are the same. You keep the sunshine, save me the rain. I search but never find, hurt but never cry. Work and forever try, but I'm cursed, so never mind. It's worse, but better times seem further and beyond. The top gets higher the more that I climb. The spots get smaller, I get bigger. Try to get into where I fit in. No room for the nigga. It's N-I-G-G-A, okay? Those are the words of the song. But soon for a nigga to be a MF-er, because this bull S-H made me a strong MF-er. This is an actual song. It's the number one song. So I pick the world up and I drop it on your effing head. Yeah, bitch. I'm a pick up the world. I'm a drop it on your effing head. Yeah, I could die now. Rebirth, MF-er. Hop up in my spaceship and leave Earth, MF-er. I'm gone. It hurts, but I never show the pain. You'll never know. If only you could see just how lonely and how cold and frostbit I've become. My back's against the wall. Push comes to shove. I stand up and scream, F them all. I'm saying F. The actual song, of course, has the word. Man, it feels like these walls are closing in. Roof's caving in. Oops, time to raise it then. Your days are numbered like pages in my book of rhymes. I'm cooking, boy. This crooked mind of mine got them all in shock. I stole that effing clock, took the time, came up behind, snuck up, and butt-effed this game up. Better be careful when you bring my name up. F this fame. That ain't what I came to claim. All right, and now verse 3. I swear to God it won't spare the rod. I'm a man of my word, so your effing heads better nod. Or I'm a F around in this bitch and roast everybody. Now, the verse that I didn't put in was about him beating the crap out of his girlfriend and calling her a bitch. I won't be at this concert. And I don't know what happened to this world that we make a guy like this rich. Or even a guy like Nelly. That's right, there. I said it. St. Louis and Nelly. Because I also saw where Halloween Nelly was in Miami. And he was at Club 11 in Miami, and he got up and performed Boys in the Hood by Eazy-E. And now I'd like to share with you, this is the guy that so many of the blue bloods in St. Louis pretend to rub shoulders with, when the truth is the mayor, the powers that be in St. Louis, wouldn't have Nelly over to their house for dinner. They're hypocrites, and they're pretending because Nelly's got big, deep pockets. Here's Eazy-E, the song Nelly performed at Halloween. Bored as hell, I want to get it. So I went to a spot where my homeboys chill. Fellas out there making fat dollar. Pulled in my 6-4 Impala. By the way, translation, that's a 64 Chevy Impala. They greet me wit a 40, and I start drinking. And from the 8-ball, that's cocaine, by the way, my breath starts stinking. Left to get my girl to rock that body. Before I left, I hit the Bacardi. Went to her house, get her out of bed. Dumb hoe said something made me mad. Said something I couldn't believe, so I grabbed that stupid bitch by her nappy-ass weave. She started talking SH. Wouldn't you know, reached back like a pimp, slapped that hoe. Her father jumped up, and he started to shout, so I threw a right cross, and I knocked his old ass out. There you go. Nelly singing about his bitch that he beat up, and he beat her dad up. Yeah, how about it, huh? Nelly, something be proud of.
I saw a thing on Facebook today. Some guy, a reporter, went in and talked to LL Cool J, went to his grandma's house, and LL Cool J apparently does not do lyrics like that.
That's what I understand.
And they were talking to him about that, and he said it's because all these other rappers don't want to get with the ladies. He goes, I'm full of love, and I want the ladies. And so LL
apparently the ladies don't mind being called bitching and hoes because they're all over these guys.
I guess not.
Because of their money. But let me tell you something. I'm the only guy, and I'm proud to be the only guy you will ever hear on St. Louis radio or TV that'll say, I'm not proud of what Nelly does. I'm not proud of lyrics like that. I think we ought to be embarrassed and ashamed of it. There. Okay, maybe he'll pull some strings to get me taken off the air. That's fine. We got another Rocky movie coming out. How many were there? 4, 5, 6?
I lost count.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's another one now, 40 years after the first one. Can you believe that? 40 years, and Sly Stallone is back as Rocky Balboa, but he returns.
Is this Creed?
He's training Adonis Johnson, played by Michael Jordan. the son of former rival Apollo Creed.
Yeah.
And I talked to Sly just this morning by satellite about this, and I said, Sly, are you excited about coming back as Rocky? Here's what he said.
Oh, yeah. You know, I love the Rocky franchise. You know, I get scared, you know, and I'm coaching Apollo Creed's kid. You know, he was an enemy, but I became friends.
What a great interview.
Wow. Sly Stallone. Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Sly Stallone. Give it up. Oh, shoot. Look at the time. Holy. Oh, my goodness. You know why? I blew it. I just blew it. I didn't realize what time it was. Now, here's a dilemma. Mm. I have a joke I want to tell, and it takes a while to tell it right. What do? Do we blow Mike Evans off? Or do we tell him he has 2 minutes?
Yeah, we can tell him something happened that...
Tell him something happened. We got two minutes. Ladies, get in here, please.
Blame it on somebody else.
Janice, you have to call him. It's on you, okay?
Yeah, okay.
But I got to
do this justice. Somebody requested this joke, and we haven't done it for a while, and it's the great slow-talking Bob joke. And Bob is a slow talker. And a friend of Bob's runs into him in town and says, Bob, is that you? And Bob says, yeah, it's me. He says, Bob, how have you been? He goes, I've been fine. He says, Bob, I heard you were engaged. Congratulations, man, engaged. He goes, well, I was engaged. His friend says, was? What happened? He goes, well, it's quite a story. I'll give you the short version. I had a girlfriend and was at her house one night on her porch, and her dog was there and my dog was there, and we were swinging on the swing, and I looked down at our dogs, and my dog was nibbling on her dog's ear, and I put my arm around her, and I said, honey, when we get married, I can do that to you. But by the time I got the words out, my dog was licking her dog's butt.
All right, let's check traffic now with Tim Weiland.
Hey, this report is brought to you by True Car. It's the fun way to buy a new car and make sure you never overpay. True Car users save an average of over $3,000 off MSRP. Save time, money, and never overpay. Download the True Car app today. Well, it looks like they've moved an accident out of the left lane off to the right shoulder on westbound 70. Just past Highway 94. Now, westbound 70 does have some pretty slow traffic between 170 out through Lindbergh and then from the Earth City Expressway through Highway 94. They've cleared the crash at Highway 109 south of Alp Road. Eastbound 40, that's jamming up now from Clarkson up through Highway 270. Then you're heavy again from Clayton Warson and through Big Bend. Northbound 170 stacks up pretty solid. Natural Bridge, St. Charles Rock Road all the way up through Airport Road. Then southbound 170 from Page down through Highway 40 stacks up. And on eastbound 40 downtown, you're going to find it slow from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. This report also brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Want a smarter, safer car? Just plug in Hum by Verizon and you instantly get vehicle diagnostics and pinpoint roadside and emergency assistance. Learn more at hum.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Live and local.
And local.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Depend on it.
Fall is here, and you know what that means. Falling leaves and clogged gutters. Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation. But in addition to insulation, we also install gutters and gutter protection for homes and light commercial businesses. The protection keeps leaves and unwanted debris out of your gutters. We can do 5 or 6 inch gutters depending on the water flow from your roof. A well-designed gutter system will also keep water from your basement. Aladdin offers various colors to match the style and color of your home or business. Installation normally takes 1 to 2 days. We do a thorough cleanup, and our customers get a final walkthrough inspection to make sure you're completely happy. Call Aladdin Installation for a no-obligation estimate at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000, or see our website at truteam.com. End clog gutters forever with a call to Aladdin Installation, 636-947-8000.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? TLC Laser Eye Centers and Dr. Steven Wexler, one of the most experienced surgeons in St. Louis, are now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. You'll get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. Call right now and we'll schedule a free consultation so you can discover if LASIK's right for you. Individual results may vary. Call 1-800-700-0363. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 10% off your all-laser LASIK procedure. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free consultation, call 1-800-700-0363. 1-800-700-0363.
Suburban Leisure Center would like to demonstrate how to convince your wife that you need to buy gas logs for your fireplace. The next time a good storm comes up, she says,
"Let's build a fire."
Go out, bring in the wood, and accidentally track in mud, leaves, slush, whatever you can.
Oh, look at that.
Then mention you saw gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center. They look just like real wood, but unlike real wood, you don't have to go outside and get it.
Sure.
While out at the wood pile, find that special log that's been sitting deep in the pile. You know, the one that has spiders in it.
Ew.
Mention that creepy things never crawl out of gas logs from Suburban Leisure Center.
Uh-huh.
And always put another log on the fire just before she's ready to call it a night. Tell her you'll have to wait until the fire dies to come to bed.
Oh.
But if you had gas logs, you wouldn't have to wait until the fire goes out. You could just turn it off.
Wish we had gas logs.
And you can get a good price on gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center.
I get it. I see your point.
Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at SuburbanLeisureCenter.com.
You know, until recently, I had no idea of the difference it makes when you deal directly with the lending institution owner, as opposed to various different employees in a large lending conglomerate. Of course, I'm talking about Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. In addition to being the proud owner, Stewart prides himself on taking care of each loan from start to finish. He's been in the mortgage business for over 25 years and knows how to keep that constant recalling and rehashing at a very minimum. He knows your specific information, and when it comes time to get finalization, Stewart is there to explain your specific circumstances, getting you the lowest possible interest rate. But you must act now, as interest rates are at historic lows. Yes, the best possible rates in the shortest possible time at the lowest possible cost. Don't be confused. There's only one, Stewart's American Mortgage. On the internet, it's stewartsamc.com or call 314-324-4440. That's 324-4440.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Your old car on the lawn for sale is standing there in shame. Replaced by brand new wheels so new, it has no name. So give that car to Goodwill now. Don't wait another day. It can help a person find a job. What more is there to say? Donate your car to Goodwill. Running,
or not, and get a tax deduction. Call 314-241-3464 or visit MERSGoodwill.org. Give hope. Give local. Give Goodwill.
Listen each week to the Financial Safari with local retirement coach Jerry Means. Jerry says the best place to start when putting together a plan is to have the right definition of diversifying.
We have a lot of people come in. They do own small cap, mid cap, large cap, but they have all their money in stocks. And we think you should diversify among stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities. You know, it all boils down to the fact that all of the pieces of the financial puzzle need to fit together.
That's the Financial Safari, Sunday mornings at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Jay Randolph for my good friends at Broadway Ford Truck Sales, your Ford business preferred network dealer for the full line of commercial vehicles, pickups, vans, and SUVs. Don't miss their SUV season sign and go commercial van event with custom financing and leasing options. Broadway has a dedicated experienced service and parts department. They're located at 1506 South 7th Street in the Soulard Market area. Call 314-412-9140 or go online at BroadwayTruck.com.
Jump right in here so he doesn't get too mad because we are running late. And you all, you know those technical problems we had that made us late. Remember those?
Bad.
Yeah, really bad. We got them fixed now. Mm-hmm. Off to Southern California we go. Mike Evans brought to you by Any Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Closed on Mondays with only a couple of exceptions in the year. Next door to each other. East end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards, gift cards, gift cards. Don't forget about that because it is a great idea from either Annie Guns or the Smokehouse. Folks, here's Mike Evans.
I got a 14-minute report today.
Well, you'll have to do it in four.
No. Marquez named the name of the pro athlete to bowl a 299. Loves bowling.
Ian Geis.
No, I'm not a pro athlete.
Yeah, but Mike, you know, Peon, he's a great bowler. Go ahead, tell him the other day what you bowled.
279.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
LeBron James, Tiger Woods, Peyton Manning, Derek Jeter. Answer in just a minute. Love Nuggets, Kate Upton.
Yeah.
On again, off again relationship with Detroit Tiger pitcher Justin Verlander. Very, very much on again. It's serious. George Clooney and his wife still very much in love with each other, but maybe more in love with rescue dogs. They've rescued four dogs in the last month. I think that's very nice. Odds and ends. I wasn't going to use this, but I just have to. I mean, for anybody out there that doesn't realize exactly how ridiculous Kim Kardashian's ego is, just remember that for Halloween, she went dressed as herself. I mean, that's an ego.
Yep.
The best Hollywood parents, according to publicists, the celebrities that spend the most time with their kids, will correct their kids in public, and have the nicest behaving kids. On the mother's side, Angelina Jolie. On the father's side, David Beckham. I don't think Victoria Beckham. Very seldom see her photographed with her kids. Hmm. When Lamar Odom is released from the hospital in 10 days, there's a fitty chance that he'll move in with Khloe, but friends of the Kardashians say, well, he's not going to die, and they've got about as much advertising and publicity out of his near-death experience as possible. There's also a fitty chance that she's going to say, no, you really need to go out on your own.
Mike, I sure hope they get back together.
Oh, those kids.
I know.
Those two.
This is going to become a story. Donald Trump's ex, Ivana, is blasting Donald's current wife, is what Melina, saying that she'll hurt the campaign because she's not smart enough to be put out in front of cameras.
Who cares? You don't have to be smart to be in front of the camera.
Yeah,
you just have to
especially
look good.
The way she looks.
Yeah.
So odd, though, that you would have an ex-wife, you know, going after the current wife.
Yeah, that's not like ex-wife.
No.
Yeah.
Hollywood a little shocked at Bradley Cooper's movie, Burnt, and Sandra Bullock's movie, Our Brand in Crisis. Both bombed. Well, they weren't that good, really. It did happen over the weekend of Halloween, so I'm not surprised that Martian and some of those movies did better. However,
and there's always a however in life.
007 movie Spectre coming out on Friday. We'll review that. We will also review the movie, the Peanuts movie, and the movie Brooklyn, all coming out this week.
What kind of name is that for a Bond movie? Sphincter. What is that?
Spectre.
Oh, Spectre. You might as well just drop your door drawers and pooped all over my show. And then, you know.
I'm sorry.
Dayton history, a lot of birthdays today. A lot of different kind of people, too. Crime victim Elizabeth Smart, birthday. Dennis Miller, birthday. Roseanne, birthday. Yeah. Larry Holmes, birthday. And for his birthday, Colin Kaepernick of the San Francisco 49ers was told to sit down. You're not going to start anymore.
Really?
Yep, he will not start this week.
Wow.
He had to be out to have a Kaepernick oscopy.
Oh, my goodness.
See, now it's just like... You took an opinion and you wiped your frank with my show.
Oh. Yeah, then here, he had to be out to have a Kaepernick oscopy.
This is Larry Holmes.
Now you ruined his report.
Oh, my goodness.
We're sorry, Mike.
No, he's mad now. I don't blame him.
And finally.
He's just going to go. I don't blame. Take my ball and bat and go home.
Name the name of the pro athlete to bowl a 299, one pin short of perfection. LeBron James, Tiger Woods, Peyton Manning, Derek Jeter.
I'll go Jeter.
Oh, man. I'll say Peyton Manning.
And I'll say old man, also Peyton Manning.
He bowled in a youth children's league for underprivileged kids, and he has a bowling alley in his home.
Whoa.
LeBron James.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Mike Evans, see ya.
That's what I was going to say, but sometimes I like to make him look like he got us.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Right.
He likes that if he stumps us.
Oh,
so
he does.
I thought it was LeBron James. That was Mike Evans from Southern California, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Nobody's ever disappointed when they visit either one, and gift cards are a great idea. Chesterfield Valley on the east end of everything. Also in Chesterfield Valley, Amini's, copper-domed building. Way to go inside. Even if you've been before and you haven't been the last couple of months, they've redone everything. It's beyond belief. And I said the other day, there's so many things going on, it gets almost confusing. You need to go to their website, which is A-M-I-N-I-S, aminis.com, because all the offers are there. One of them is this half-tax thing, now through November 13th. They pay the equivalent of half your sales tax. They also have an offer. They've picked out a pool table and a shuffleboard table. If you buy those two things, they throw in a Ms. Pac-Man arcade game. The actual arcade, not a plug into your TV and play, but the real deal arcade game. That's one. There's so much other. You buy something, you get Amini's Bucks. You use the Amini's Bucks to buy something else, even if it means you're getting the something else free because you got so many Amini's Bucks. A lot to see, a lot to take advantage of. And the furniture, they've now added the best of the best top-of-the-line furniture, the kind of furniture St. Louis is not used to seeing. This is not just your average furniture. This is, you'll have to see it to understand it and appreciate it. This furniture is going to be in your family a long, long time, generation after generation. It is some just incredible furniture, much of it made in the good old USA. Amini's, once again, the website, aminis.com.
Time for a final check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Well, we just got word of a new crash on westbound 44 before Pacific, and it does look like we do have a bit of a backup in that area. Now, traffic is not really getting much better. We're still stop and go on southbound 170 from north of Page down through Highway 40. Westbound 364 running heavy from the Maryland Heights Expressway up through Highway 94. Westbound 70, they were working with this accident, Highway 94, and that's off to the right shoulder, but looks like we're running slow past the airport and then some stop-and-go areas from Highway 270 just past the Blanchette Bridge. Southbound 270 stop-and-go from Page down through Ladue. And we have northbound 170. That's pretty jammed up now from the Rock Road up through Airport Road. And this traffic report brought to you by Subway. No one would ever turn down a free, delicious Subway sandwich. So come into Subway for National Sandwich Day today and buy any sub and 30-ounce drink and get a free sub to give away. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
All right, thanks to Bruce Limpers for the great piano music. Thanks to all of you for listening and for calling. We'll do this again tomorrow. Till then, have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed,
You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dean. Bye,
yeah.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
The NFL confirms members of the St. Louis Stadium Task Force will meet with key NFL owners in New York next week. And Fox 2 has learned the timetable is starting to take shape for when we will finally get a stadium vote at St. Louis City Hall.
We're going to give you a look inside the new medical marijuana dispensary in Collinsville.
The circuit attorney's report is out on the shooting of Kajimi Powell, how his family is taking it.
New at 6 tonight, big news on the St. Louis Stadium proposal.
Fox 2 has learned that the St. Louis Board of Aldermen is planning a massive public forum on whether to build the stadium and keep the Rams